Herbrae is quite a unique learning environment. We are a specialist agricultural school, and we have a focus on science and the environment. I think our students are very fortunate to have a learning environment where they can draw the links between agriculture, which is why they're there, and the environment, which is where they live. So everything that they do in terms of agriculture has some level of sustainability and environment embedded into it. They just have a great time learning about how to do things sustainably.
So what are some of the initiatives that have been built into the curriculum or introduced as part of that learning?
We have a pretty comprehensive agricultural program there. I'm responsible for the winery and the vineyard, so we're currently planting more water-efficient varieties that come from Italy. So Montepulciano and Sangiovese, what we've been increasing our plantings of. They use roughly half the water that French varieties do, such as Shiraz and Cabernet. I mean, Shiraz has a fundamental problem in that it can't shut down properly in the heat. So if you're not providing it with that extra water to cool itself, it really does negatively affect the quality of the wine. Whereas if you go out on a hot day with a Montepulciano vineyard, it's still racing along long after the Shiraz has started looking very, very sad. It is quite an interesting thing to see. We are also trying to implement grazing within the vineyard to reduce tractor passes and fuel usage, soil compaction, that type of thing. We have a pretty substantial wetland, and the students have entire units devoted to the wetland and its function. So they learn about the importance of wetlands for stormwater, so flood mitigation and catching runoff. Also, they serve a very important purpose in removing pollutants and toxins before that water then goes out to the ocean. We have lots of different enterprises within the farm, and most of them are pushing to become more sustainable, if not all of them. We have a fairly substantial piggery that's moving from a wet waste system that's very water intensive and creates a lot of very nutrient rich effluent to a dry waste system where all the waste is captured inside of straw and then composted and then reused on the farm. We're producing quite a lot of different produce within the farm, but also focusing on maintaining shelter belts throughout the farm, and that creates wildlife corridors and habitat for native animals. It also keeps the water table in check, which can be an issue if you've cleared a lot of land for general agriculture. We're moving towards minimum till in our crop production, which reduces soil loss. Again, it minimises tractor passes and minimises fuel usage. Then there's also initiatives outside of agriculture as well. So we have a pretty comprehensive recycling program. We've moved beyond just separating the refundable containers. We actually have a separate bin for paper and cardboard, soft plastics, hard plastics, and compostables. So anything that can be recycled is kept separate. And just for example, a lot of people probably aren't aware that soft plastics are recyclable, and we are sending them away, and they're being used by councils to produce bollards for car parks and various things like that that used to be made of concrete. So we're really just trying to implement sustainability in everything we do. And we're fortunate to have that scientific agricultural focus, so we can, we can really give them real life examples of how we can merge the two.
So is that where some of the ideas of these initiatives came about, was from industry?
Definitely. We try to implement best practice wherever possible on the farm, but we also are fortunate in that we are a scientific sort of focused school, so we also try to include an environmental focus there as well. The piggery is the obvious example. Our piggery is going to be substantially more environmentally friendly. And, yeah, industry is definitely moving away from the concrete floor that's hosed down and that just creates a huge amount of effluent towards the eco-type shelters where there's a straw bedding that's removed regularly and can then be composted and reused. So definitely the vineyard is the same. We're trying to mimic what the sustainable winery enterprises are doing, and that is basically removing any unnecessary fuel uses, unnecessary herbicides, anything that's environmentally damaging that we can do without, then we try to do that.
So from implementing these initiatives, have the yields increased, and do you find that the farm is being even better because of these?
There are certainly some examples where soil health can improve the quality. I know certainly in the vineyard, if you've got healthy soil, less herbicides and less compaction from tractors, you can improve quality. I'm not sure that you get an immediate increase in yield, but certainly you make that enterprise more sustainable into the future. So longer term, you probably are looking at an increased yield. I think over the course of the last 50 years where agriculture has become very dependent on pesticides and herbicides, soil health really does start to decline. And I think if we continue doing that into the future, we probably will see reductions in yields. But certainly with the winery, the more you focus on increasing organic matter and soil health in general, you get a noticeable increase in quality.
You were talking earlier about waste separation and things like that. How have the staff and students sort of taken this on board? Has it been a long learning process, or have people picked it up quite quickly?
The students pick it up quicker than the teachers, to be honest. The students go around and they collect compost, they collect the soft plastics, the paper. They're really enthusiastic and really keen to get this thing on board. It is a more complex system than what we're used to. We've been recycling paper for a long time, and obviously in a school there's a hell of a lot of paper. But this is quite a lot more comprehensive program, and it's only recently been implemented. But I think it's going to be a really, really valuable thing for the kids to learn. And yeah, they're heavily involved. They go around and collect all the different bins, and they go off to the separate areas where, you know, they eventually get reused.
You mentioned there sort of some of the initiatives with water and waste. Is there anything you're doing in the energy space?
The energy space is a work in progress, really. What we've been trialling is a methane digester, which can convert animal manure into a combustible gas. So we currently use it with animal manure. You add water to it, you create an anaerobic environment that's got no oxygen, and you can actually tap methane gas out of the top of it, so that can be used for heating. And it is a really exciting project, but we haven't implemented that on a broader scale yet. We've certainly got one and we do use it, but that's also a work in progress, obviously. Combustible gases come with their own set of risks, and being a school, it needs to be very carefully planned.
That is really interesting, though. That's incredible.
Yeah, well, they are quite widely used internationally, and they're a fantastic way of heating and even cooking using biological waste. So it is something that we intend to pursue, because we do produce quite a lot of manure, and at present we are still using that for fertiliser. We have a very comprehensive composting program, but the idea of being able to turn that into a gas where we can actually use for heating, that's a very exciting project, I agree.
What's been the response from parents? Do they kind of seek this out in choosing their school for their kids?
Yeah, I think they do. I think we have a lot of parents that are environmentally conscious, and I think a lot of the kids come with a passion for the environment before enrolling. And certainly throughout their time at Urbro, they are really encouraged to draw the links between agriculture and the environment. So we have an environmental focus group within the school, and that's full of passionate kids that really want to make a difference. I do think that we have a real community of environmentally conscious people at Urbro.
Do the students then go on to careers in the environment and agriculture? What's your alumni success there?
We definitely do send a lot of kids off to university to study the environmental sciences and also agricultural sciences. And when they go off to study those agricultural sciences, I believe that they have environmental issues in the forefront of their mind. I think, you know, Australia isn't the only country, but we probably have dropped the ball a bit in terms of environmental action. And I think that these kids are leaving with a passion for the environment and a real will to instigate positive change.
Do you have any partnerships with other schools or any other models that you're hoping to copy in moving forward?
We don't really know, not at this stage, not that I'm aware of. We certainly have partnerships with Adelaide University, who are across the road from us. So we head up there quite regularly and they help us out. But no, not so much with other schools. With industry we do. So the farm particularly is split into separate enterprises and each of those is supported by private industry. So the cattle enterprise is supported by various cattle farmers that either donate or sell cattle and provide us with expertise. My area, the wine and the viticulture, is no exception. We get help from Chalk Hill Viticulture. They provided us with our students went out and took cuttings of Montepulciano just last year, and so that was an amazing thing that they did for us. We got the planting material for free, and we certainly embed that into the curriculum that we're doing this for a reason. We live in a very, very dry state, and typically, the French varieties that we know and love here aren't water efficient. So it's a great thing if we can grow varieties that are more suited to that environment. So I think certainly private businesses, we have many partnerships with those right throughout the farm. You know, agriculture is a huge part of Australia. It's a huge part of our economy. And I think that we need to understand its impact on the environment. We need to make it more harmonious with the environment, because at present it is causing a lot of damage environmentally, and it really, I think, it starts with education and how can we do the things that we do more in tune and make them more in tune with the environment.